The Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos that Mema Meralach. Kol Mokim Sheshnayim Mechayvin Isay Momin Eirechin Mechayv Shavuos. The famous call that to be Meitzi Momin, you need two Eidim, and if you have an Eirechad, it's Mechayv Shavuos. That means the Moshe Reuven goes up to Shimon and he says, "You owe me $100." He stole. He ran it. Or you mazik me, you damaged, or it was a havoy, I lent you $100. And Shimon's chayfa kol, Shimon denies it, Shimon's potter. If Reuven has two edim, then Shimon's chayv. If Reuven only has an eid echad, that Shimon owes him $100, that he stole, that he was mazik, or it was a havoy, or another reason he owes him the money. If he worked for him or something, if he has an eid echad on his side, then Shimon is chayv to make a shvur. The Gemara is a judge for this, and if he doesn't make a shvur, then he has to pay. So that's the klal that Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvur. The Rosh and Bava Tzvi at the beginning of Shnei Merchzim, at Beis Mon Beis, being the famous Machayev Tzvishenim, what about Eid Meseyeya? What about Eid that's on his side to say that he's part? Do you say, just like an Eid Echad has a kerch to be Mechayev Shvur, the same way an Eid Echad has a kerch to pata from a Shvur? Or not? Or is it, there's a custom only that Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvur? For example, there are other Chiv Shvuas in the Torah also. There's a chiv shvur, for example, of moed b'mitzvahs. So Gemara b'mitzvah daf gimel. The Gemara is a drasha from Kiyuzeh that the Gemara darshin is a halacha deraisa that if Reuven would money from Shimon $100 and Shimon would be moeda that part of it. It's not $100. I owe you $30. I owe you $50. He's moed the part of it. Then the din is the part that he admits on the $50 he admits. Of course, he pays. And on the other $50, he's chayav to make a shvur deraisa. So what if Shimon would be moed b'mitzvahs? You say only owe you $50. He's chayav shvur deraisa moed b'mitzvahs, but he has an eid echad on his side saying he's right. It's only $50. Does the eid echad have a kerach to pata from a shvur? Same way eid echad could be chayav shvur. The eid echad have a kerach to pata from a shvur. No, right now it's not. There's no machishim. It's he's chayav shvur moed b'mitzvahs. He's chayav shvur moed b'mitzvahs. And you have an eid echad on his side saying he's pata. The moed b'mitzvahs is chayav shvur. If the shema comes back the next day, I'm sorry, it was stolen, it's gone. The shema is mechiv to make a shvur shalai pasha. He has to make a shvur. He was a pasha. The marshal, if a bacha gives another bacha a bike to watch him, and he says it was, I put it in my backyard, it was stolen. He has to make a shvur that he wasn't pasha. He didn't leave it out on the street. They didn't leave it stam as out on the street. It wasn't negligent. And then he's potter. But if he doesn't make a shvur, he has to pay. So what's the din if the shema has an erechad? And the Erechad is made, I saw, he locked it up properly, he was a Pesheya, he did everything proper, and still Ganav came and got it. Do that Pata from a Shvua? Do you say that the same way the Torah gave an Erechad a Koyach, the Erechad has no Koyach at the moment, but Erechad has a Koyach to make a Shvua, do you say the same way he has a Koyach to make a Shvua, Mechayv Shvua, he has a Koyach to Pata from a Shvua or not? Oh, so this is what the Elam I see really was wondering. If you notice, I'm giving examples of Zayt Erechiv Shvua. A different reason. A chiyav of moed b'mitzvahs, there's eidah m'siyah pata, or a chiyav shvus Hashem, there's eidah m'siyah pata. What about a simple case? Why don't we just say a simple case where one, Reuven wants from Shimon $100, he has eidachad that I saw you stole from me, you borrowed from me $100. He's machayev shvua, and Shimon brings an eidachad that he's pata, that he doesn't owe him the money. Do you say that just like the eidachad is machayev shvua, the other eidachad pata some shvua? Machayev should be the same machaykas. So this, the Rav Yishenim say, is not the same thing. This, the Ran over the Imbar Batsi and the Mugi Yosef, the Shid Gumbetzis also seems to say, the Chazon Ish speaks about this, they say that would be different. Even according to the Shid, it's the whole Eidim Messiah does not pata from Shvua. Eidim Messiah does not have a koyach to pata from a Shvua. There'll be moed over here that Eidachar against the Chi Shvua, but not Eidachar do not be a Chi Shvua, will help for a different reason. Not because of the Eidim Messiah, it'll help because it becomes Eidachar Bar Chosha. The first Eid Echad that was made becomes Eid Echad Bachashu. Whenever you have two against two or one against one, Yishenim is saying they're like about to one each other. The first neirecha becomes the sixth neirecha b'chosh. It's a neirecha that was disputed. So even if you hold Eidem Asiyah, it doesn't have a koyach. The part of a shvuah, the way neirecha is an exerts cost of a koyach to be machayev a shvuah. But here he will part the because it become neirecha b'chosh.
So Mishkan Soiter,
no? You have Eid Soiter, Eid Kenegi Be'er. It is? I don't know, we'll have to see this. Show me that. I don't know, this is what the Rishonim say, because I'm about to tell you the Shev Shemaitze, and Shemaitze Aleph, Yeah, he wants to argue. He sees Loshin, Mamash wants to argue with him. He says he doesn't understand this with these Yishanim. He said, they're saying that even without Eidem Messiah, it will be Eidecha Bechosha. He says, the Shemaitze time is as far that Hachosha between Eidem is only when both sides are equal. If you have two Eidem, which say one way, and two Eidem say the other way, since two Eidem are Neman for everything, and these two Eidem are also Neman, that's Eidecha Bechosha. But if you would hold Eidem Messiah, it doesn't patah from a Shvua, so then the Eidecha that's saying he's potter has no Nemanus over here. The Eidecha that's saying that he's Chayev Shvua has a Nemanus in the Torah. The Torah is Maimon, Eidecha to be Chayev Shvua. But the Eidecha that's saying potter, if you don't hold that Eidem Messiah is the same thing, the patah from a Shvua, so he has no Nemanus. So it's not the Eidecha Bechash either.
Yeah, it's not. I can't say the words of the Nemanus. But to
part the Shmuel, you
would
need that Nemunah. That's the Chavadah Yishenim hold, but the Shmaitz doesn't hold away. The Shmaitz holds in Svar, even to create Echad B'Chosh, you have to have an equal Nemunah. And the Shmaitz gives another example. And he says, B'Chidush Allah.
Why should you say
that
Nemunah?
Listen to this example he gives. He says, he wants to do it for another Merdik B'Chidush Allah. He wants to say in Allah, B'Negei Erech and B'Yisur. That if Erech and B'Yisur means that Erech the Torah is miming, the Mokah is, you have to see Rashi and Tosis and Gittin, that pays on base what the Mokah is, but everyone says that Erech is not going to be Yisur with the Reis. If Torah is miming, and Erech it seems to be two things. One is that for Chi Shvuah by Momin, and the second thing is also Neman on Yisur. And the Neman on Yisur in both ways. The Neman to be Machshit, say it's Kosher, say it's Mutter, and Neman say it's Asa. So he says, if you would have one Eidecha saying it's Mutta and one Eidecha saying it's Asa, that would be Eidecha B'Chasha, because they're both being made, they're both equal, they both have Nemanus. That would cancel out. But if one Eidecha says it's Kasha and the other one is not made on the Guf Hadava, he doesn't say it's Treif. He doesn't say it's Treif. He just says, Levi Isa, you don't know. You weren't there. For example, Chavis Eidecha said that I watched that Sheikh Shecht and he didn't do it good, it was Nevela. That Eidecha is Neman B'Surim to make a Nevela. Comes on the second Eidecha, if he would say, I was there on the Guf Hadava, and he says, I saw him Shechti, Shechti good, they would cancel each other out, these two Eidim. And Mustam the Shechti would be left to be Neman. But if the second Eid did not say, I watched Shechti, then it's good, he's just made, I didn't watch Shechti, I was there, I wasn't looking close, but one thing he could say, Leir Issa, you weren't there. You were not there at all. You were not there at all. It's not Yitzayim. Yitzayim would be at that one Issa, that would be... That'll be when he said you were with me. He's not saying you were with me. He's saying you were not there. He says you were not there. He's up to Sheshmeitza. That would not be a Erech B'Chosha. I'm pretty sure. That's not even what he said. You know the Mishnah Makas stuff. Hey, yeah, that's pretty cool. But you hear Sheshmeitza's word. The fact that Sheshmeitza was saying in this case in Erech to say you were not there. He has no nemonis. The Torah gave you the Nemanus, tell me if it's Mutta or Asa. That's all your Neman and Yisur. And you're not Neman to go say whether he was there or not. This is all the Shesh Shemaitz is for. A Megal wouldn't even be a Echad Ba'achosha. He said two Eidim against two Eidim. Let's say two Eidim say even that he Shech the good or that he owes him $100. Two other Eidim say, we don't know the Guf Adava, but one thing, you weren't there. That, those are two Eidim, would be Neman. Because two Eidim are Neman on everything. The Torah is Maimed them for everything. Then Neman to say you weren't there also. But in Erecha, to say that you weren't there, you don't know, that he's not Neman. It would not even be Erecha B'Chosha. Zagel the Shesh Maitz wants to say, L'chayu, it'll come out, according to these Rishonim in Bamatzia, they wouldn't hold that way. The same way they hold, if an Erecha is Machay B'Shua, and Erecha says Yipata, even if you hold Eidem Messiah doesn't part of him Shua, they hold that even though the second Eid does not have an Amonis, still, it's enough to create Erech B'Chosha. Gavitzi was saying, there seems to be a chalik. When you get Erech B'Chosha, it's enough to create Erech B'Chosha. I bezoi by Yisurim also. If one Eid says it's Kosha, the other Eid would be, even though he has no monas, only on when they get the Guf Adav is Kosha or not, but to say that you weren't there, it would be enough to create Erech B'Chosha. That's the chari will come out, according to the other Yishurim. But the Shesh Maitz is timing, the chari doesn't work that way. By Yisroel Mechor, you don't say that, and even by the Shvu'i, you shouldn't say that. He says that Echad B'Chash also has to be where you have Nemanis. And it's the same, if you look in the Shemaitzi, he ends up Kach Nirel and Yisraeli, he seems to be saying this halacha, not like the other Yisraeli. But maybe by Yisurim, the Pshat is, Erech Adem Yisurim tells you that you Neman anything Negea, the Kashrus, the Isso, the Hetta, Shabbatava. And saying that you weren't there, you also mean it's Negea, the Hetta, it takes off the Heksha. Takes off the Heksha of the Erech Adem. Maybe that's for why you'd say that here also it would work. But more Pashat is. What?
Yisurim's
mind
is never gone, it's
part
of that it would not work.
It would not work, but no, just say it would not work over there. But I'm just saying, according to the Cheshmer, according to the Rishonim, let's say it works by Shvua, it would work by Yisroel also. The Erechad, even though he doesn't have special Nemonis by Shvua, he doesn't have even if you hold Erechad, say it does not pass up Yisroel. Right, still they say it would create Erechad B'Chasha. The same thing by the Erechad and Yisroel, it would create Erechad B'Chasha. You mean even if you don't say.
That's not
part of Yisroel.
That's all part of Yisroel.
Yeah, because it affects Yisroel.
Right. But by moment, it's the Neman Lugavi Shuvah.
Oh, so maybe there will be more than Shev Shemaitzah for this, for a different reason.
Maybe they would agree the Shev Shemaitzah Lugavi this.
Okay, but Gemaitzah, for a different reason. For a different reason, because this also Erech Adem Yisroel. It's on the Guf Hadava.
No, okay, I'm saying it's not. But it's the same money, they're not being made on this.
Any money Yisim, you weren't there. Not saying money Yisim, but saying you weren't there.
Also, I'm talking about this.
Right. Okay. That's Shem Shmaitzis Taina. That's the Shmaitzis Taina.
They're talking about moments. It's not different. They're talking about moments, and but again, sure, they have that much a lot from moments.
They're not talking about moments. We don't know if he's chayav apartah. They're only saying you weren't there. You don't know.
That's not the case with Shani.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. They didn't talk about Mammonis, but they have no. Sorry, if you hold the Edom and see it, doesn't pat from Shvuah, then they have no Mammonis on that.
This is like. No, that's what I'm saying. Over here, they don't have the Mammonis because it's not Edom and Mammonis.
If you hold the Edom and see it, does not pat them.
They're not being made on Issa. So there's no Chiddush that Edom and Mammonis are not being made on Issa. But the case that you're showing them that are saying that you do say Edom and Sayyid, that's because they're being made on Mammon. And the Torah was minding the Negei Shvuah,
Yavadoch Nemonis. But we're going with the sheet that what's the Machoibus where the Edom Messiah is Nemon or not always? Why does some Rishonim hold Edom Messiah is not Nemon? Doesn't take off, doesn't pat the Meshuah. They hold this Exeus Akosov that the Torah was only minding you to be Machai Meshuah, you're not Nemon to pat the Meshuah. Right? So that's the Shemaitz Sustainer. If they're not Nemon to pat the Meshuah, they're not equal on both sides. They won't even be Erech Bachasha. That's his Kashan Rishonim. Okay, so let's get back to the Dikkum Achriks Rishonim. Again, the same way you say that Erech is Machai B'Shvuah, because Erech is Pata from B'Shvuah, my father, Harina Kavarash Mishkava, he says, Maisa Mamash, 3-4 days before he was Nifta. He was, at that time, he was very Shvach. He was in the hospital, and he was on a feeding tube with Chmur Leinu. Pasha couldn't hold anything in sin, couldn't even eat, and he got a phone call from. Let's go to Chava. I'm going to Chaim Zagarelik. He used to be back to every week by telephone. And he called him up that last Wednesday also, a few days before he was Nifta. And my father, I was pushing holding the phone for him to be able to talk. I was with my father in the hospital. It's a long errand. And my father, Kedaka, he would always ask, Chaim Zagarelik, what are you learning? What are you saying Shir on? It was the beginning of this man. And Chaim Zagarelik said, Shnai Merchsen, we're learning Shnai Merchsen, Bamtsiyev. We're holding that base on the base. My father, Shvach as he was, on the spot, he said, oh, it's not me knowing the rush of Edom Messiah. Even though he was very Shvach, then he didn't realize where he was. But that, you tell him, Bezum of Messiah, he would say on the spot, oh, it's not me knowing the rush about Edom Messiah. He wasn't partially able to talk much. And they ended the conversation, hung up the phone. And right after he finished, my father was very Shvach, but he turned to me and he said, oh, I should have told him the way my father learned Edom the Machaikas Yishayim of Edom Messiah. And I remember I was in Spol that I thought I heard everything from my father, all my Zaydis Torah, and I don't remember ever hearing, maybe he did tell me, but I don't remember ever hearing a Pesavot on Edom Messiah. So I asked my father, he was very Shvach then, but I asked him, what did the Zaydis say? What did my Zaydis say, Rav Shurkin, on the Smachaikas by Edom Messiah? And my father explained to me, he said he was doing a little boy, when he was learning Shnai Merchsen the first time, and he came home from Yeshiva, he told his father, the Machaikas Yishayim by Edom Messiah, is my Zayda explained it like this. He said you could clear this halacha that Eid Echad is neman is machayev b'shua. Is the pshat that Eid Echad is b'chal not neman on mominus? He's only neman to be machayev b'shua. And in case you don't make a shvua, you have to pay. Or you can learn differently. You can learn be'etzam Eid Echad is also neman on mominus. Echad is also neman on mominus. But then the nemanus of Eid Echad is weaker that you could pati yourself with a shvua. The Torah says that's what the Torah is saying. Eid Echad is neman on mominus, but it's maimon you can make a shvua by two edim. A shvua wouldn't help. If two edim machayev mominus, that's a chiv mominus gomer. And if you make a shvua, it will not help. But that's what tells Mechash over here. Echad is neman amamin, but it's a nemanus amamin. It's a bissel shvachin nemanus, and that would be you'd be neman. You could pat yourself with a shvua. Remember, if you look in the Josh, there's a tzad to learn that way. And there's another reason maybe to learn this way. It sounds maybe a little bit mechudish because the other way, if you learn that Echad is not mechayev amamin at all, it's only mechayev a shvua. So why mechayev amamin if you don't make the shvua? What's going to chiyum amamin? There was no chiyum amamin. It's a little bit hard to understand, but that's one way to learn. The Erech is Mechayev B'Shvua, and in case you don't make the Shvua, Mechayev Mamon. Or there's another way to learn that the Erech is also Neman HaMamon.
Again, Yanni could mum a Shvua. Calls money, don't pay me, I could mum a Shvua. So if you
but
don't
then, but where's the Chiyum Mamon come from? The Chiyum Mamon,
you can say... Because I'm mumming a Shvua, you have to give me a Shvua. The only way you can get out of giving me a
Okay, maybe that's the other way. But there's also a way to go. The Erech Betzim is Neman Amamin. No, but then it's a Shvacher in Amonis. It's like, a, and then that Amonis you can get out of it making a Shvua, which wouldn't happen by 2-8. That's the way so. Zmini wants to say that could be the Machaikas. The Shayim that hold that Edom Asiyah does not part of a Shvua, they'll hold that the Torah is Machadish over here, Exerce Kosta, the Erech is Machaib Shvua. The whole Exerce Kosta is only Machaib Shvua. There's no Mokka, the Erech Patis from a Shvua. But if you learn that the Erech Betzim is Mechayev Mamon, only it's a little bit more of a Shracha Mamon, the same way, the Erech is Neman Mamon to Pata from the Mamon. But he's not Neman to Pata from Mamon Goma. Let's say if two of them Mechayev Mamon can't come only Erech and be Neman to be Pata for that Mamon Goma. But on Mamon, this kind of Mamon that you can be Pata from a Shvua, that Erech is also Neman to Pata. So the Erech Messiah comes, he passes you from that Chayev Mamon, making it to the Chayev Shvua. That'll be the way that could be a Mahalach and Mechayev Shainim. And getting back to the Rosh brings down the way Rebbein Tam with it all comes from the way Rebbein Tam learns the whole sugya of Alexis Uzi Manoket, the whole sugya in Bamasi over there. That's mashma from the Rebbein Tam. The Rebbein Tam holds that Eid Masiya Patas from Shua. The same way an Eid Echad Kri Mechayev Shua and Echad Patas from Shua. And the Rosh brings down the Ram Rutenberg says Beferish also says Beferish that Eid Masiya Patas from Shua. And the Rabbi Muttenberg Tainan said it's a Kabachemah. He says this is far. It's Kabachemah. He says, Zoshin is, Avoy Kabachemah, who is a Kirch Meruba, Kirch Muchsik, or Kirch Shein Muchsik? Who's always stronger, the one being Muchsik in the money, or the one that's not Muchsik? Have you ever Kirch Muchsik? The Muchsik is. MK and Kabachemah, it's Kabachemah. Mark Shein Messiah, Mishaini Muchsik, Zekah is a Muchsik and Shabbat. Just like when the Edecha comes, he can be Machayev, the person who's Muchsik, to make a Shvua. He says, Koshkein Edom Messiah should be Neman to Pata. The muchzik from a shvua. If he comes against the muchzik, says you chayev, you have to pay him. He has that money to be mechayev a shvua. Koshken, he should be named the patach from a shvua. So that's the man with the words kabachayev. So what's pshan the other yishayim that achayev? Look, this Eidim Messiah does not patach from a shvua. So the Kvega says like this. The Kvega says that these yishayim will hold that the whole koich of Eidechad is only enough to be ma'ayir a safek. And Erecha can never be Mavaradava. Two Eidim could be Mavaradava. Two Eidim could say with Yechayva Pata, Vibrius Gemurah. And Erecha, the most he could do is create a suffix over here. And this suffix is Mechayv Yishvua. Is a Mela, and Erecha that's Mechayv Yishvua was Ma'ir the suffix. And Mela is Mechayv Yishvua. But the Pata from Yishvua, you have to have a Bir Gama. To take away the suffix entirely, if the Eidim Asiyah is only creating a suffix, he's told the first one's making a suffix maybe a chayiv, and the second one's making a suffix maybe a potter. But there's still, even if you created yid into the mix, the maybe a potter, there still is a possibility of a chayiv, so still chiyuv shvua. That's what Greg wants to know. The mega doesn't pass over here, the whole name kavach chayimah. Because the whole chiyuv shvua, which is a chayiv, different than when my zayd learned, but you could say, my zayd, this is all saying, the Greg is saying, pshat and Rishayim, maybe it doesn't pass it. And Mazay's Mahach, we've shared in the Rishayim the whole that does Pata. Why does it Pata? It happens because by Etzem, Erech is Mechayev Mamon.
It's not going to be by Erech, it's going to be Erech. Only by Yom. Erech, it's going to be enough. Maybe even going to Kinegis.
It echad neb is mavara. So even though, even on even if a chiyuv shvu from the mixes, even if a chiyuv shvu is a shemesh, even if a
shemesh,
but never have a. No, here also the first day echad, all he did was he was ma'ir safik.
Okay.
So the second day echad comes along and he's ma'ir safik that may be a problem.
No, no.
He's not mavara.
No. He's makish the other day.
Oh, you're going with echad b'chasha.
You're going with echad.
So that. Yeah, that Rishon, some Rishonim say Echad Keneged Echad, you're right.
Even if Keneged Svara, it's not going to make a difference. Keneged Svara is very good to answer this kasha.
Oh, when that, Mechayim Keneged Svara, we're not Shlim according to Rishonim. The Rishonim that say, Echad Keneged Echad, that say Echad B'Chosha, no, they hold that's a Chosha. It's a different reason. It's not because of there's the cost of the MSA and Path Path is also. It's not equal. Oh. Then the Rosh brings down the famous Yesh Makshim Hevel. So he says the Rishon Beis Akasha on the sheet that holds Eidim Masei Apatis from Shavua, but the Rosh is very sharp. He calls it Hevel. So it's a Shlus. The Kasha is a Shlus. The Kasha is they wanted to ask on the Rishonim that hold that Eidim Masei Apatis from Shavua from famous Gemara and Bamitzi the Flam Vav and Aleph. The same Gemara is in Baba Kama that Fidan from Beis. The Gemara says, Shema Shemusl Neshema. It's Machoikas, but we pass on like Rava that the Shema is Chayim. If a Shema Chinam, for example, was Potong in Evaveda, but he's only Chayim and Peshia, he just has to make a Shvua that he wasn't Peshia, he wasn't negligent, then he's Potong. But this Shema went and gave it to somebody else. So we even gave the Shimon something to watch, and Shimon went and gave it to Levi to watch. And Levi comes back and says, it was stolen. I wasn't Peshia, it was stolen. So the first Shema comes back to the Bible and says, it was stolen. So the Bible says, make a shvua, you want Peshia. There was no Peshia over here. The first Shema cannot make a shvua because he doesn't know if there was a Peshia or not. I wasn't there. And maybe there wasn't that legit. Maybe it was left out in the street. Maybe there was a Peshia. He doesn't know. He says, but you know what? I'll put up the second Shema and he'll make the shvua as a Shema. He'll make a shvua there was no Peshia. And we'll all be potter. So the Gemara says, the Bible does not have to accept that. The Bible does say, I'm Mehemesi Beshvua, Heichle Mehemesi Beshvua. I gave you the Shmir because I trust you to make a shvua. I don't know who he is. I wouldn't have given him to watch to begin with. He's not Neman to make a shvua. So that's the Gemara. And that's Takad Halacha, that the second Shema, maybe the first Shema Kumanayim from the second Shema, but right now the first Shema has to pay his Chayav a shvua, and he cannot make a shvua because he doesn't know. Because mainly he has to pay the Bainim. He has to pay the Bainim. That's the din. So effectively showing them, even if the second Shema cannot make a shvua, it's a Shema over here, but let him be Neman, he did Eidim Esayeya. Let him, the first Shema is Chayav Shvua, there was no Peshia. Let the second Shema come and say, I'm an Eid, there was no Peshia over here. And if you come in between Eidis, we don't need the Bailam to say, I'm Hemisli, that I trust you. It's always that way. Whenever Eidim come, the Bailam can't say, I don't know who you are. It doesn't make a difference. We didn't Eidis, you never know. Only in Shvua Sashem, there's such a din that the Bailam could say, I'm Hemisli Vishvua, I didn't give it to you. Shvua Sashem is only from a Shvua. It comes Mikoyach, I pointed you to Shem, I trusted you. You, I trust to make a Shvua. That only goes to Shvus Shemim. But in fact, the Rishayim, let the second aid come, midin Eidim Esiyeya, and Pata from Shvus. So, Chari right from here, the Eidim Esiyeya does not Pata from Shvus. So the Rosh says, this Kash is, and this Raya is Hevel, because the Mamash is Hevel. He says, why? He says, because this, once the first Shema comes in, and he's Chayav Shvua, and he cannot make a Shvua, we have a Din, Mitech Shein Yachin L'Shev M'Shalim. If you can't make a Shvua, you have to pay. It's a man, it's already a Chiyav Momen. Once it's a chiyav moment, for sure the second Eid Masiyah will not help. The whole machlokes by Eid Masiyah is part from a shvua, but once there's already a chiyav moment, then already, once it had then b'tech shen yirach l'shav m'shalim, it already was a chiyav moment, then you can't have an Eid Masiyah. For sure does not help once it's a chiyav moment. I think maybe it looks like it's bothering them with the Ksaisis Kash, the Ksaisis and Sim Pei Zayin, Sivkat and Tess. Is that where it is? Yeah, I'm assuming Pezan, I think Sifkan Tess, the Ksais doesn't understand the Rosh. He says, because we're not asking for the second Shema to come in and be made on the moment. We're asking him to take off the Shvua Mi'ikara. He's coming to say that he wasn't a Chayav Shvua Mi'ikara.
But he's saying it's too late.
So it seems the Rosh holds, it's like you're saying it's too late. Because once you came before Bezdin, and there was already a Matzef to do Chayav Shvua, and there was already a Matzef that the you don't know how to make a shvua, you don't know what happened over here. It really became a chalais chiyav mamon and finished. The whole thing became a chalais chiyav mamon. And the second, and no eid echad could be made on mamon. But the Ksais didn't understand that way. And the Ksais is Mustabah. The Ksais is saying, whenever I can, you didn't paskin yet, there was no Gemadin, we're still taking all the Eidus, and as long as you didn't paskin yet, they got the Ksais is asking, let the second day come and take off the Chishvua. What's made the rush? So, my Zayda, this is an issue.
So, without Ad-Mahem, the rush doesn't happen?
No, we're not coming for Ad-Mahem. The Kasha was, Yesh Mashmah, they said, forget about Shvua. Huh? That Ad-Mahem is only in Shvua, not on Eidus. Kasha was, let the second aid come, he didn't aid Echon, aid him as a year, to part the first aid from a Shavuot. Yeah. So the Rosh wanted to say, it's already a din moment, it's too late. But in fact, the Rosh is right, what's the Kasha? What's the Rosh answer?
No Gemadin.
The Rosh is no Gemadin, I'm going to take the Shavuot Mekar. So my Zayda in the Shavuot Bokama, this is in Bokama, if you don't have the base, he wanted to say like this. He says, the Ksois is naming on that. The chiyuv moment that the rush means is mitach sheni yachol lishav mashalim. Because the first shem gave a second shem doesn't know what happened, he doesn't know how to make a shvu mashalim. But Zayda said there's really another way to look at it. The Emma says you could learn that every shema, whenever you makabel shmir, that means you makabel yourself three things, or one of three things. You makabel yourself either to return the bikadon, or else you're going to pay for it, or else you're going to make a shvu. One of three things. Either one, I'm going to return it, or the two, I'm going to pay for it. Well, three, I'm going to make a shua. Is a meaning, if you look at it that way, that's what a chiyuv shem is. That's a chiyuv shem is the only moment. Once he can't make a shua, it lies on his first chiyuv. He has to return the Veda, or he has to pay mammon. Is a meaning, that's how the Rosh understood it, that there's a chiyuv mammon here. This is a shem who can't make a shua. Is a meaning, he really is a chiyuv mammon. He has to make a shua to get out of his chiyuv mammon. That's really how you can look at every shema. Every shema, once you take it, you're chayim mamon, you have to return it. You have to return it, you have to pay for it. You can get out of it with your shavuos shema. Tell me you want pesheya and your pata. But the main, it is a chayim mamon, that's the Rosh's time. The other Rishonim that is this kasha, that's got the aid, being them with the Messiah, don't learn that it was taka only a chayim shvua. Maybe don't learn the way the Ksais understood it. That it was a chiyuv shvua mitach shenei yachol lishav mashalim, and let the eidah come and take up the shvua mikar. Okay, I think there's maybe other ways to learn the fan physics ksais to learn the machlekes, but that was my zayis mahal. On the sake of kasha of if you hold the eidah messiah patas from a shvua, so why is shemesh masul shayim chayiv? Even if the second shema cannot make a shvua over here, but let the second shema come and say eidus without a shvua, let him just say eidus. So if Shimon wants to say a svar, Shimon Shkab wants to say a svar, and Agavi was in Lipta, he was known as Shimon Breinska. So recently in America, he started being known as Shimon Shkab, that was his official last name, but in the Lipta Yeshivas, he speaks out of the Yeshiva light, my Zedon Lashon, whenever he would say over from Shimon, he'd call him Shimon Breinska. That's how he was known. He was, if you look in the safe, he was Shimon Breinsk before Grodno, and that was the name he was known as Shimon Breinska. But Shimon Breinska, Shimon Shkab, he wants to say a svar like this. He wants to say that even if you hold Eidim Asayah, Patas from a Shavua, that would be maybe on all other Chiyuv Yeshuvas. Maybe even on a Chiyuv Yeshuv from another Eid Echad, or maybe on Moed V'Mixas. But Shemrim, Tainet of Shimon, the whole Pasha of Shemrim is Mominus. The whole Pasha of Shemrim is the Chesh Mishpat, is Dini Mominus. And part of the Chelik of Shmir is the Chiyuv Shavua. Shemrim wants to Tainet, the Chiyuv Shavua of Shemrim is a Din Momin. It's all part of the package, it's a Din Momin. As a mela, even if Eidah Messiah would be nema to pata from every other shvua, but not shemim. Shemim already, the chiyuv shvua shemim is different. It's part of the chiyuv shmir, which is part of chiyuv moment. You have to go for it. This is shemim is nahal. I mean, not everyone goes that way. But this is shemim is so. The whole, this wants to say that it's part of shemim. It's just the whole package of shemim to say whether he's a shemim or not, the shemim is chayiv, or even the chiyuv shvua. Anything to do with shemim is a dinei mominus. And the Eidah is not nema mominus. And this shvua, you're not nema because this shvua has a teres mamon on it. That's a Shimon Sar.
And how
is the original Eidah Shavua? That's not Mamon, that's Shavua. Unless the Maizeh Tag wants to say the other way and the other Yishayim, but that's what I'm saying. On the Sikha Kasha of Shemesh Masun Hashema, where the first Shema wants to put up the second Shema to make a Shavua, the Gemara says that he can't do because the Bayam could say, when it comes to Shavua, I'm Emesli, yeah, I'm Emesli. So the Yishayim, yes, but let him be made. They were supposed to be the Pul Charifta on the Rush is supposed to be Kasha, that to be made, he's Negei Bedava. And the Gevedova is not Neman. He's in the Gevedova. He has to once say he's not Peshaya, he should be Pata from the first Shema. If he's not going to come be Meir, that he was a Peshaya, that he wasn't Peshaya, he'll be Chayat the first one. So Chay should be in the Gevedova. So this is the biggest Kasha on the whole Indian. And the Rosh doesn't answer that. That's not what the Rosh's Taina on the Kasha was. And Agav, the Mechemes, and the Ramban Mechemes is the one that asked this kasha. I mean, the Rosh said Yesh Machshav Hevel, I'm not so sure he meant the Ramban. It could be if he would have known it was Ramban, he would have said such a shafalosh, and they have to know, you know, maybe. But the Ramban also is the one that asked the kasha. But the Pupun Chrifti, yes, what's the kasha to begin with? That he's in the Gebed of it. So you see, the Pupun Chrifti speaks about it, and the Chazanish also speaks about it, and Cheshemesh Vesimen Hei, Eishach Beis. And there's more to speak about this Indian, but the leave an ashkach.